an encouraging squeak. He skidded through the farm gate and flung himself against the wall. There was the distant rumble of the storm. Apart from that, silence. He relaxed slightly and crept cautiously along the wall to the back of the farmhouse. He caught a glimpse of something metallic. Leaning against the wall, there where the men from the village had left it when they brought him back, was his scythe, not the one he'd carefully prepared, but the one he'd used for the harvest. What edge it had been achieved only by the whetstone and the caress of the stalks, but it was a familiar shape, and he made a tentative grab at it. His hand passed right through.
The further you run, the closer you get.
The new death stepped unhurriedly out of the shadows.
You should know that,
it added. Bill Dawes straightened up.
We will enjoy this.
Enjoy?
The new death advanced. Bill Dawes backed away.
Yes, the taking of one death is the same as achieving the end of a billion lesser lives.
Lesser lives? This is not a game.
The new death hesitated.
What is a game?
Bill Dawes felt the tiny flicker of hope.
I could show you.
The end of the scythe handle caught him under the chin and knocked him against the wall, where he slid to the ground.
We detect a trick. We do not listen. The reaper does not listen to the harvest.
Bill Dawes tried to get up. The scythe handle struck him again.
We will not make the same mistakes.
Bill Dawes looked up. The new death was holding the golden timer. The top bulb was empty. Around both of them, the landscape shifted, reddened, began to take on the unreal appearance of reality seen from the other side.
You're out of time, Mr. Bill Dawes.
The new death raised his cowl. There was no face there. There was not even a skull. Smoke curled formlessly between the robe and a golden crown. Bill Dawes raised himself on his elbows.
A crown?
His voice shook with rage.
I never wore a crown.
You never wanted to rule.
The death swung the scythe back. And then it dawned on the old death and the new death that the hissing of passing time had not in fact stopped. The new death hesitated and took out the golden glass. It shook it. Bill Dawes looked into the empty face under the crown. There was an expression of puzzlement there, even with no features actually to wear it. The expression hung in the air all by itself. He saw the crown turn. Miss Flitworth stood with her hands held a foot apart and her eyes closed. Between her hands, in the air in front of her, hovered the faint outline of a lifetimer, its sand pouring away in a torrent. The deaths could just make out, on the glass, the spidery name Renata Flitworth. The new death's featureless expression became one of terminal puzzlement. It turned to Bill Dawes.
For you?
But Bill Dawes was already rising and unfolding like the wrath of kings. He reached behind him, growling, living on loaned time, and his hands closed around the harvest scythe. The crowned death saw it coming and raised his own weapon, but there was very possibly nothing in the world that would stop the worn blade as it snarled through the air, rage and vengeance giving it an edge beyond any definition of sharpness. It passed through the metal without slowing.
No crown, said Bill Dawes, looking directly into the smoke. No crown, only the harvest.
The robe folded up around his blade. There was a thin wail rising beyond the peak of hearing. A black column, like the negative of lightning, flashed up from the ground and disappeared into the clouds. Death waited for a moment, and then gingerly gave the robe a prod with his foot. The crown, bent slightly out of shape, rolled out of it a little way before evaporating.
Oh, he said dismissively. Drama.
He walked over to Miss Flitworth and gently pressed her hands together. The image of the lifetimer disappeared. The blue and violet fog on the edge of sight faded as solid reality flowed back. Down in the town, the clock finished striking midnight. The old woman was shivering. Death snapped his fingers in front of her eyes.
Miss Flitworth? Renata?
I...